Podcast. Today is Wednesday, September 9th. You're listening to us on the N.FM, and you're joined. I'm here. My name's Adam, of course, and I'm joined by my good friend Logan.
Hello.
What up? And man, how was your weekend?
Good. You know, not much going on.
Not much going on. Did you read any comics or anything?
I read some stuff. We'll talk about some stuff.
Sweet, sweet, dude.
You had a busy weekend.
Yeah, and you know, if we could actually break the mold a little bit, I might talk about my weekend for a little bit here.
Go for it.
Yeah, we'll get into all the geeky stuff in a little bit, I promise you, and I'll probably slip some in with my stories here. Because I saw a lot of Pikachus this weekend. I saw a lot of anime characters. I saw a lot of cartoon characters just getting wild. I saw dinosaur on dinosaur action. I just saw the craziest thing. So to get into it, listeners, if you don't know, I'm from Florida. Love Florida. I've been here my whole life. I've gone to shows and stuff like that. I've gone to EDC Orlando. But last year, my buddy talked me into going to this thing called Tomorrow World in Georgia, in the Chattahoochee Hills, I believe it is. Beautiful place. And had a blast last year. Had an absolute blast. I only went for 2 days. This year, we went for 3 days. And maybe 3 days is a little too much because my body's killing. Like, it's I feel dead. You know, 3 days of no sleep, just partying and hanging out with my friends. And that's really what it's all about. Like, I can't express how much fun it was to just be with my friends somewhere else. Around like-minded people and just partying and having fun. Everyone got along. You saw people of all different shapes, sizes, cultures, backgrounds, just having a blast, coming up to each other, saying hi, giving each other shots and doing whatever, you know what I mean? And it was just really cool. It was such an experience to like just be around so many good people that are there just to have fun. I didn't see a single fight. I didn't see a single, you know, person getting upset or yelling or you know, there were so many things at Tomorrow World that kind of went wrong for the venue. For one, it rained a lot. So last year didn't do that. This year it poured down rain. So we had to walk through the mud for miles pretty much, to get to anywhere. There's like 40,000 people camping. And so the people there kind of got it the worst because everything was wet. Everything was muddy, but I guess it's kind of like it was at Woodstock, you know, everything muddy and everything wet, and they made
kinda
the best,
yeah,
of it. Yeah, they just slid around in the mud and had a blast and listened to music and just, you know, like pretty much everyone there was in their 20s, and you know, I guess that's cool at that age, but it was fun, man. It was such a blast. I was glad I was able to go to a hotel. There were some hiccups on Saturday night because there was no shuttles to leave the place, and we figured it out. The whole weekend, we literally lucked out. We figured it out to get out of everything. We caught a ride with the security guard back to our cars. I met this girl, super cute, cool girl. She's Cuban. She's from Miami. And we walked out. We were talking the whole time walking out. And, you know, I was like, hey, hop in the pedicab with us. Like, we're cool. We're all cool. She realized that real fast. We were just a bunch of dorks. So she hopped in with us. And then when we got to the front, we talked to the security guard to hop in the truck, and I was like, just come with us, we'll give you a ride back. And she did, and the next day, the third day, we all hung out together, and it was really cool. It was really cool to meet people, and like, we met a lot of people, and that was just one of them. It was super cool to be around good people and make new friends. And so now I have like a bunch of new friends from all over the country that, you know, we're planning to hang out and doing stuff, and it's just really cool. It's really cool. So like, and I guess that's what I'm going to say. Like, if you ever get a chance, and by the way, Tomorrow World, if you don't know, it's like an EDM electronic music festival that's like super popular now. It's what's all over the radio and whatever. There's a lot of big names that went there. I even saw Shaq DJ. Now I know you might, I know you might laugh at that. And I did too.
Yeah.
But it was like, I got to see what this is like. I got to see, yeah, how he would sound. Now, granted, he had a lot of help. I guarantee you someone else helped him put this together. But he put on an amazing show.
I'm not surprised, really.
Right. Oh, yeah, dude. And I mean, if you're listening to the N.FM, you probably know a lot about music. There was people there, like the top EDM people, like Benny Benassi, Adventure Club, Afrojack, Armin van Buuren killed it. He closed out Sunday night. Porter Robinson, Pete Tong, DJ Snake. By the way, DJ Snake was the DJ on the Chappelle Show.
Okay,
So that was cool.
interesting.
David Guetta, Dimitri Vegas, and Like Mike. And the person who I thought killed it the best was Bass Nectar. Absolutely amazing. You can't explain, like, listening to it on the radio, but a year or two ago, I did not like this music. I was just like, what is that? It's not for me, blah 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 blah. You go to one of those shows and you go to something like this to visually see what they the everything they put together on the stage with the lights and everything else with the music and the bass. Holy crap. It's a whole nother, you can't even explain it. I'm not even gonna try and make it sound good. You just have to be there. So, yeah, we're gonna go to like my buddies and the girl from Cuba. We're all gonna go, or from Miami. We're all gonna go to EDC Orlando together this year. So, like that's the cool thing. You meet new people and you hang out. You want to be friends and go places and that's what it's all about. And who knows if it's still around next year? We'll probably go to it again because it was an amazing experience and I just want to talk about for a minute. So, oh yeah, by the way, in Tomorrow World, at night, once everything closes down at like 1 o'clock, the stages or whatnot, everyone goes in this place called Dreamville. It's where all like the 40,000 people camp, and it's one big party. It's like miles of party, just people going crazy, having fun, doing beer pong or whatever, you know, kids, what they do in their 20s. And I was walking by this tent, and I was like, no way, there's these kids had a projection screen with Smash Bros and all these Nintendo games, and there was just like 15 people crowd around playing the game, and it was on a big screen, so other people were just standing around watching them, you know, having drinks or doing whatever, and it was just such a blast. It was really cool to kind of get away, and I don't know, it was just fun.
Nice.
But yeah, man. So I mean, that's all I really got to say about that. It was such a blast. And if any of these things kind of come around your town, well, I mean, you're in South Carolina?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Okay, I was gonna say my friend South Carolina. He drove, I think, 3 or 4 hours to get there. So it's not that bad of a. It's definitely worth it. You get a hotel or you stay there. It's a blast. So I can't wait to do it again. Or go to. You know, yeah, I'm looking forward to EDC Orlando and hanging out with some friends and just having a good time. Like there's just so many good people. But yeah, man, I can't stress enough. It was nice to get out of my comfort zone. It was nice to kind of break away from my daily routine and the daily grind. And when you come back, you're like, oh wow, what have I been missing? Like I really need to get out and meet new people and go different places. And I think maybe that was the key. It was just such a different place. With all, I was there with some familiar faces, but I met a whole bunch of new people, and it was really cool. So I don't even know what that means. I just wanted to kind of talk about just how fun that was,
Nice.
just to kind of get away and meet new people. But yeah, man. So all right, well, I mean, we can kind of start getting into it. Let's see, we got some movie news. We're gonna take a break in a few minutes, but let's get started, dude. Let's see, what do you want to start with?
Well, we might as well start with the Prometheus news,
Okay.
'cause that'll be short.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, yeah, I guess they announced the title, which kind of surprised me. It's going to be called Alien Paradise Lost.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be an alien film. It's going to be a Prometheus film.
It's a Prometheus film, but Ridley Scott has said that eventually the Prometheus franchise will tie into the Alien franchise.
I guess that makes sense.
And I thought, stop. Prometheus sucked. Move on.
Well,
Just no. Look, like I know it had its good. It had its qualities. You know, Michael Fassbender, I will watch and everything, because he's fantastic. But I mean, come on, from top to bottom, I hate it. They might as well call this sequel Alien Audience Lost. Like
well,
I just.
right. Well, I mean, the way I think about it, the this is all a part of the Alien mythology. So it's kind of like how the DC movies are doing just all their different movies. Prometheus was just a prequel to all the alien stuff, right?
Well, yes, but also no, because it was like that was the way it was billed. was like, it's an Alien prequel. And then you find out, well, it's technically like a prequel to whatever the prequel's going to be.
Right. Yeah, I mean, at the end, you kind of saw like it going in two different directions. Right?
Yeah.
Like it split off. One went towards Alien. One went towards Prometheus. Like when she got on the ship or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I could see it eventually catching up to Alien, and it being in this, you know, it's in the same universe and it's in the same whatever. Hopefully they learn from their mistakes and they understand that, like, I don't know, it needs to be a little bit more like Alien, a lot less big. I mean, I liked the big and openness, but the whole film was big and open and quiet.
That's the thing. Like, the Alien franchise is all about claustrophobia.
Right, exactly.
It's what was my buddy Daniel always loved to say. He's like, Alien is a haunted house movie.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And this felt like more like...
This was just another sci-fi movie.
Right. Oh, man, my brain's going numb here. But what was that? Was that old movie where they were... we'll come back to that. But it just felt wide open. Like, every shot was huge. And I can't think of the movie. It was an older movie, classic. It was in the Middle East. I don't know, not Saudi. No. I forgot what it was, but it reminded me of the big, open, vast movies where every shot, the person was very tiny and everything was big. And I mean, I knew that's what they were going for, but yeah.
But I mean, it was like, that's the polar opposite of what
exactly.
all three, because there was never a fourth one, Alien movies had been up to that point, you know?
Right, yeah, totally.
Were you looking for Lawrence of Arabia by chance?
Lawrence of Arabia, that's it.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm like, I knew something was like that, and yeah. That's what it reminded me of. It was all those shots that were just huge, and it was too much, and I totally get why people were turned off about it. I don't think I was upset about it being as it was as a lot of other people. I guess I wasn't as bored as a lot of other people were.
That was the thing that got me, because I went and saw it. I was lucky I got to go see it at like a dollar theater.
Right.
And I sat and watched it, and I waited for something to happen. Like, that's, yeah. And that's just, that's, unless you set the movie up the right way, you know, there's a difference between tension and boredom. Mm-hmm. And Prometheus did not set up tension. It made you bored.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and I totally agree. I totally agree with you. It was not... It wasn't really for me. But, you know, I'm totally open for a next one. I want to see what they do.
We'll see. I'm more looking forward to Blomkamp's Alien sequel. That's what I want to see. His Alien 5. That's what I want.
So that's not a part of this.
Well, no. But actually, okay. the production of Prometheus 2 is what's delaying Alien 5.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they're pushing that to make this.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right, man. Well, hey, again, we'll be right back. We're going to take a break. You're listening to WeGeek Podcast on the end.fm. We'll get back and talk about some Men in Black. Be right back. Welcome back to We Geek Podcast, and man, we got some news to talk about. We need to get into some movie news. This one movie news is kind of funny, and it kind of brings back to Tomorrow World for a little bit. Saturday night before, you know, we went Friday, Saturday night before all the madness, our friend came to the hotel, meet up with us, and I knew we had an hour or two to get ready or whatnot, and I took my shower and everything already, and I turn on the TV and I see Men in Black. I haven't seen this movie in forever, but I was like, I really liked it when I was a kid. I want to see I put it on because we had the HBO in the room, and I really liked it. Like, it Will Smith killed it. Tommy Lee Jones was great in it. The movie was just good. Like, it was such a cool, I don't know if it was an original thought or if there was something that came up to it, but I just thought, this is a good movie. And I kept thinking, why didn't they continue with these? I know they did three of them, right?
Right.
Right. Just nothing, it's kind of out. Like, it just fuzzed out. And then, you know, I saw this news that they're going to reboot it, and it's going to be a new trilogy without Will Smith.
Which, you know, I mean, Will's time as a bankable box office headliner has passed.
Yeah.
Until he reestablishes himself, you know. I mean, yeah, he was huge back in the day with you know, I mean, we had Men in Black and Independence Day and Wild Wild West and, you know, like, but
yeah.
But we got, you know, after that we got Hancock and people went, maybe not so much with the Will Smith anymore. And
Right.
then they did Men in Black 3 and people went, yeah, enough. Just enough. And
oh yeah.
So
What was the movie with all the zombies again? It was I Am Legend or something, right?
Oh, with the vampires.
Right. And there's two key things I take out of that. First, the Batman vs Superman sign.
Yeah.
I was so excited about that. The second thing, the hardest thing in that film is when you've seen it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spoilers for anyone that hasn't seen I Am Legend, because I'm about to spoil it. The most heartbreaking scene in the whole film is when his dog dies and he goes to the, I don't even know, a Blockbuster or something like that. There's a mannequin in it. And he is forced to talk to it because he promised his friend that he would talk to her. And of course, he's the last person on Earth. So there's no other humans around. The dog was the last living thing that he really had an emotional connection to. And so he lost his mind, but it was a beautiful moment. Like, it was really heartbreaking seeing that. One of the best performances I've ever seen Will Smith do. So it's a shame the movie to me wasn't good, but that scene alone was just, ugh. Every time I think about that, I'm just like, this guy is such a good actor. He has so much talent. And you know, in a lot of movies, he's able to pull it off. A lot of movies, he's just not used right. I would actually like to see a lot more serious performances. I know people don't like that out of Will Smith, but I think he kills it when he gets real. Like, there's an episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air where, like, he gets into it about his dad, like, leaving him again. And it's all improvised, apparently, with his Uncle Phil. And he's like, why did he leave me? Why doesn't he want me? Holy crap. Like, if you haven't seen that, go on YouTube and watch that. Amazing. Have you seen that yet?
I have, yeah.
Yeah. So you know what I'm talking about, man. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to get off top about Will Smith, but holy crap. I want to see more films like that. I know he's gotten into all this sci-fi stuff. I really want him to kind of rein it back and go to, like, I want him to do with, like, Matt Damon does. I guess Matt Damon went to sci-fi, too. Maybe, like, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah,
like those kind of films where, like, he's in a real environment doing real things.
Well, I mean, look at Ali. That was a magnificent performance.
Yes, exactly. He needs to go back to that because that is where I think he shines the best. Yeah, he's funny. And that's the thing. He can still have charm to him in those films. He can still make you want to watch him. And that's the thing. He steals the screen just like Leonardo DiCaprio. He steals the audience, you know, attention. He does a great job at doing that. And he can be real and honest. And, you know, the Pursuit of Happiness, for example.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Like, those are those kind of films he needs to continue doing. But yeah, man, I don't know. I don't know if the series is I'm curious how Men in Black is going to do without Will Smith. How they would even do that? Who would be casted? You know.
Well, you know, you're starting fresh, and it's based on a comic book.
Oh, it is. Okay, all right. See, there. I should have known that. But so, I mean, I imagine they're going to do like a smart mouth kid, and like a straight laced guy.
Probably, you know, yeah.
They might switch it up, do a girl, do a guy. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how they do that. It'd be funny. We got some Tron news.
Well, news is a stretch. Garrett Hedlund, who was in Tron Legacy, he said, you know, plans for a third Tron aren't, you know, it's not totally dead yet.
Yeah,
I guess it just means it's only mostly dead, I guess.
Right, just holding on hope there.
Yeah, but I wouldn't hold your breath for that.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Which sucks. One of my buddies is really into the new Tron film, and he thought it sucked they weren't going to do another one. But see.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. We'll see.
Right.
They may be waiting another 20 years. Who knows? 30 years, whatever it was.
Oh yeah, this next bit of news I really liked when I saw it, and all I saw was the headline. I was like, okay, that's amazing. I hope that happens. But apparently, Morgan Creek Productions, a company selling entire library, but what they're going to do, interesting, is going to retain the remake rights to Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, Major League, Young Guns, Flying Tigers, and The Exorcist.
Which just says to me, look, if I don't care, because I think Flying Tigers was the one of those that like never actually got off the ground, I don't think.
Right.
Like it's been in development hell for 20 years, I think. But here's the thing. Go ahead, remake Young Guns, remake Major League, remake Ace Ventura, I don't care. If you remake The Exorcist, I will burn your studio to the ground.
But okay, they've remade The Exorcist like five times already. They just didn't call it The Exorcist.
And that's my point. Call it if you're gonna remake it, call it something else. That's fine. I don't care. But don't actually do a genuine remake of The Exorcist. Doing one for Poltergeist was bad enough, and especially because it sucked. Don't do this. Don't do this. I am warning you. Do
Oh,
not
man.
remake The Exorcist. Don't do it.
No, I understand. I understand your concern. I totally do. So I'm not going to argue with you there. But man, I want to see another Young Guns, like Young Guns Major League and Ace Ventura. It's probably all going to be bad, but who cares? I don't know. I guess I'm in the mood of just like, I don't really care at this point. Like, if it's bad, it's bad. We still have the originals. But I want Young Guns. I want the original cast. Like, that would be awesome. I don't know. I just think that's really cool. Like Emilio Estevez and Charlie Sheen and all them, the Regulators. Like, oh man, that was such a cool movie as a kid. I don't know why. I don't even like cowboy stuff, but I found it really cool. And of course, Ace Ventura. The second one wasn't that good, but damn it, I want to see another Ace Ventura with Jim Carrey. Like, why not? If it's bad, it's bad. The Dumb and Dumber 2 or whatever it was, I thought that was horrible. It does not take a thing away from the original, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
and
can still
that's
enjoy the original. I can still laugh at them squirting mustard in their mouth and acting like idiots. And even it, like, that's the kind of film that I thought when I get older, I'm not, that's going to be dumb. I still enjoy Dumb and Dumber to this day. Like, I still quote it, you know, Samsonite. Like, I still love that movie. And it didn't take anything away from it. So if they do another Ace Ventura, which why not? That Jim Carrey's just he's doing that now. He's going back and doing his old franchises. Why not? I don't care. I enjoyed it. It's I know it's going to be immature. I know it's going to be dumb.
Well,
Sorry.
sure, but you know, I mean, look, if you're gonna if Carrie's gonna really go out there and say I'm gonna revisit my old franchises, I don't want like a third Ace Ventura or a remade Ace Ventura. I want a Mask sequel.
The mask, yeah, I was
That's
going to
what I
say that.
want. But I want it. I want it to maintain the comedy, but be a little more true to the comic.
Yeah, see, I never read the comic.
It's rough. Like
Oh,
it's
wow.
not like I mean it's still got some of the zaniness in it, but
Yeah.
it's not really meant to be a comedy.
Yeah, okay. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I wasn't that fond of the mask. I mean, oh, what's her name? Who was in that? Cameron Diaz, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, God, that was the best part of the mask. Wearing that red dress? Sorry. No, I mean, as a kid, that movie was great. That was a great, great movie. But I don't know. I don't know. I'm excited for this news. I hope it happens. You know, but we'll see. What I hear? Did you? Now, this is one thing. You know, that I never saw, and I think I've mentioned it before. This is one anime I wanted to get into, because you see it everywhere. But Death Note.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that you take this because the name's just.
Nat Wolff, who was
Okay.
in Paper Towns, they cast him as, and it's interesting because they're kind of changing the characters a little bit,
Okay.
just in the sense of like they're, I don't know if it's that they're westernizing them or what exactly. Like we don't really have a whole lot of details on it. But it
Okay.
talks about he's going to play some version of the character Light Yagami.
Yagami. Okay, that was the
Yeah.
one I just looked at. I was like, nope, not going to attempt that. Yeah, no, and see, I don't know anything about this. This is, you know, I talked about last week. I need to get into some of the things. I have Doctor Q, or Doctor Who, Doctor Who all on my Netflix, ready to go. That's actually what I'm going to be doing tonight because I just planning for Tomorrow World was hell, and going there and coming back. I've done nothing but try and recover. So that's there's so many things I want to catch up on, and I have the first season of Death Note, so that's the other thing I want to jump
That's
into.
and that's a good choice. My buddy Danny, he when I lived in Orlando, he was next door and he kept hammering on me, just like, you gotta watch this, you gotta watch this. And finally I caved. I was like, wow, that was actually really cool.
Absolutely. So it's that's one of the that's my next anime I want to get into. And so who knows, if Doctor Who, if I get, just I go through too many, and sometimes I like, okay, I need a break, I'll go to Death Note or something like that. But yeah, man, I can't wait. Let's see here, let's kind of skip around a little bit.
Okay.
Did you see that they were going, no, I should have put that in video games, hold on just a moment here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Well, actually, we'll take the next one. If it goes too long, we'll just do more after the break. But Batman Beyond.
Yeah, this news freaked out the internet because they couldn't read the entire story.
Oh, wow.
Well, because Robbie Amell was at Salt Lake Comic Con, and he said, "Here's my idea for a Batman Beyond movie." And he talked about, his biggest thing was make it lower budget. Make like a, what did he say? Make like a $30 million movie, because
Okay.
you don't have to stretch so far for a lot of the future tech and so on. Like, and he was talking about, he said, I know by the time they get around to it, I'll probably be more in the age range of playing Bruce Wayne than I will Terry McGinnis. He
Right.
said, here's it, that's what I think.
And
And they forgot the parts, like most people forgot or just didn't see, where he said, here's a thought, and instead just ran with Robbie Amell to be in Batman Beyond movie. And I was like, oh my God, read this story, read this story.
But you know what, dude? This is how these things get started.
I know, I know.
It's just people talking about it and them going, huh? Wait a second, people are interested?
I know. Hey, I'm all for it. I'm all
Yeah.
for it, but we need to stress, this was not an announcement. This was just a sales
Exactly.
pitch.
Exactly. And it was smartly done. So, but and we'll actually talk about it a little bit more when we get back. Again, you're listening to We Geek Podcast on the N.FM. Be right back. Welcome back to We Geek Podcast, and man, we got some more news. Still in the movie news, but I want to say one thing real fast about Batman Beyond. This is when they were going through the list of like these movies that we want to do, blah blah blah. And they had some great like stuff in there, Suicide Squad, and shockers like Shazam and whatnot, pun intended. They one I would love to see is a Batman Beyond. Like maybe put it way out there. After like they do an actual Batman film, that would be such a cool little side thing. Like, oh, by the way, here's the story. It doesn't play take it takes place years later, and you have the old, and it would be a cool way to have the old Batman. You could have it like a mix of Batman Beyond and Dark Knight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's pretty much the Batman in it. Like that's an
This is
old
true.
Batman, and he could get out maybe once in the film to help out or whatever, but it'd be mostly, the younger, what's his name again?
Terry
Yeah,
McGinnis. Yeah.
and there's one movie I want to see that I'm ashamed to say I've never seen.
Which is?
Batman Beyond movie.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about it before, and I thought I saw it. I did not see it.
Huh.
And
The,
you said Mark Hamill was amazing in it, and I looked at something from it. It was right after we talked about it, and I looked and I go, I never saw this because I've seen the TV show,
Yeah.
but I've never seen the movie. So I gotta see that. Apparently, he plays the Joker in it, but it's like a different Joker. But it's like a clone or something, and it's
It's
actually Mark Hamill.
it's a convoluted thing. Yeah, Batman Beyond, was it Re Rise of the Joker, Return of the Joker, Rise of the Joker, I think.
Right, and like when I was a kid and seeing Batman Beyond the cartoon show, or the animated series, I didn't even actually like it at first. 'Cause it was like, no, give me Batman again. I want Batman. I want the one. And after looking back. And not even that far after it was on, I remember thinking that was a good show because they could do whatever they want. They
Yeah.
weren't restricted to anything. And the older me thinks back, and it's like, that was a really good decision on their part because it was something new, it was something fresh. It had the old Batman in there. And there was nothing like it in the comic books or whatever. It was its own thing. So, I don't know. I hope they do a movie like that.
And I would totally encourage anybody. I don't know if it's still on Netflix, but I know Batman Beyond was at some point. And if it's still on there, go check it out. Because it's like the animated series in that it really holds up.
Oh, yeah.
It totally does. And some of the villains are fantastic. Like Shriek was tremendous. The way they reinvented the Royal Flush Gang. Just really cool stuff that they did.
Yeah, it was just such cool, neat ideas it was different. I remember not liking it at first because I was a kid and I was just like, I want, you know, the Batman that I know. And then later on, I was thinking, this is really good. Like, it's his own thing. It's really cool. I don't know. I just really liked it. So I know there was a comic, Batman Beyond.
They did eventually do one, yeah.
And now there is one now, but it's not Terry. It's the third Robin.
Oh, is it Tim?
Tim, yes. Yeah. Sorry, that's the Robin I know the least about. Tim Drake.
Interesting.
Apparently he, I haven't read it. That's all I know is that the Batman Beyond in that book is Tim Drake. So I don't know. I might pick that up and see the first few issues and see how that happened. I know it had to do with one of their events. I get lost in DC events, so
yeah. I know they did something with that from Future's End, didn't they?
That's it. That's what it was from. Yeah. It was tied into that. It had a lot to do with Batman Beyond. He came back to our time, or I don't know. I never read Future's End, but apparently it had a lot to do with Terry and Tim. At the end of it, Tim Drake was, you know, Batman Beyond. So who knows? I don't know if he went to the future or what happened. But yeah, man. So all right. Well, we'll get moving along here. You talk about Pacific Rim.
In the continuing saga of is it going to get made or not, Universal has announced they have indefinitely postponed the release date. They bumped it from April 2016, I think. They followed their statement by saying it's going to be redated at a later time. And they're doing this so that, quote, the creative team can continue in its efforts to exceed the amazing experience of the first film. Which says to me, Universal is trying to figure out where they really want to spend their money.
Right, exactly. And I mean, they've had some recent big paydays, you know, with Fast and Furious and Jurassic Park. So
yeah.
They have some money to play with. But my guess is they're going further with more Fast and Furious, more Jurassic Park. And this one, they might hold back a little bit. They're going to go with the franchises that are making a lot of money now.
Yeah.
That's what I think. But yeah, I mean, and you know, so it's, I know you are a huge fan and that sucks. I'm sorry. but actually to kind of segue into this, did you see that Vin Diesel announced that officially they're doing three more Fast and Furious films? Are doing another trilogy.
And that was going to be the end of it.
That was going to be the end of it, yeah. So,
well, I mean,
yeah,
what are they up to now? That'll put them at 10.
That'll put them at 10. Okay, yeah. Wow. So those movies, to me, honestly, they only get better. You know, after the second one, to me, they've only gotten better. So, you know, it sucks Paul Walker's not there. And, you know, I've heard the song a million times on the radio. They even played – someone mixed it in Tomorrow World, and it was really cool. And they showed Paul Walker up on the screen. I was just like, oh, that's
nice.
Awesome. Yeah. They did a lot of tributes to, like, just different people. But that was one I was like, oh, my God. But anyway, you know, I've seen a lot of the commercials and stuff for the DVD now, and it's just – it's going to be weird with him not being in it, but I'm interested to see. And apparently the new one's supposed to be in New York. Did you see that?
I hadn't seen that, no.
Like, they're going to be filming parts of it in New York, which I don't know how they're going to do that. I don't know how you're going to be Fast and Furious in New York streets, so that'll be different. But, yeah, I'm interested to see what they do next. By the way, what's his name was in Atlanta when I was there? The director of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, Gunn? James Gunn, right?
James Gunn, yeah. Apparently they were filming right outside of Atlanta where we were. Oh, that's the other thing. And I'll just segue for just a second. When you go to Tomorrow World in Atlanta, there's Walking Dead stuff everywhere. Literally going down the street, and I'm like, I'm probably wrong, but every place we went to, I was like, this looks like they shot on the side of the road. This house looks like the house with the barn. It was amazing. I'm not kidding, dude. If you ever go through that part of Georgia, it's like to the north, or it's to like, I forget if it's the southwest or northwest of Atlanta.
I think
It's one of,
Northwest.
yeah, northwest. It's wherever the it's it, I'm not kidding, it's the exact spot they shoot The Walking Dead. That's what someone told me. Because I was like, this whole thing looks like The Walking Dead. They're like, some guy who lived there, he's like, yeah, they shoot it in the same town. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? You drive down those roads and you're like, this looks like the overpass, and this looks like the road they all had ran into the, and went into Herschel's farm. It was amazing. It was just really cool to be in a place where you knew they shot a film. And even though I wasn't sure if any of the spots I saw had anything to do with the film, it looked dead on.
Yeah.
Dead on. But yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to get sidetracked there for a second, but I just wanted to say how crazy detailed it just looked like it. But yeah, we'll get back to some movie news, sorry. Did you see, and I always screw up his name, Idris Elba?
There you go, you got it.
Yeah, they showed the first image of him. He's gonna play the villain in the film, and I'll read the quote that he said. He said, "I think Star Trek has prided themselves on being quite classic when it comes to villains. Like, he's the guy who wants to end the world. There's no doubt about that," he said. "But in this version, he's a guy who wants to end the world. I'm sorry. In this version of the film, there's a slightly different twist to that. It's a quite an interesting journey, which I think is groundbreaking for the franchise. But it still keeps with the classic bad guy is a classic bad guy tone." So, what the article was actually, a lot of it was saying, was that he said that this bad guy is going to have a twist. Now, who he is, I don't know who he's playing.
They've never said.
Okay, yeah, just like the villain in the second one, they never said.
Yeah, but everybody figured it out anyway.
Right, that one was a little bit easier to figure out. I still can't think who this guy is.
Well, 'cause I mean I don't know just how many iconic Star Trek villains there are.
Right.
I mean like everybody I mean 'cause but I mean like even for people who are not fans, like everybody knew who Khan was. Like
Right.
they understood, they may not have known the exact intricacies of that dynamic, but everybody knew, like, oh yeah, Khan, sure, yeah.
Right. And he didn't look like a Klingon or anything to me in the pictures that we saw. A lot of people, a lot of articles I was reading, they were assuming he was a guy named Kodos the Executioner. Now, I've seen a lot of Next Generation. I saw it as a kid, and then once as an adult, I ran through the whole thing once, and I loved it. I don't think he was in Next Gen. I think he was in the original Star Trek series, which I own, but I've only seen some episodes of it because it didn't get me like Next Gen did. Yeah, I don't know, someone named Kodos the Executioner. So if any of you Star Trek fans are listening, he might be that. I don't know. Apparently, the people that were writing about it were really, really, really dug that that might be who he is. But Idris is a major, amazing actor, so good. So I'm sure he'll kill it in whatever role he does. I can't wait for
Especially
that.
playing the executioner.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he commands the screen, if that makes sense. Commands the audience. Like, he's great. I love
Kodos
him.
is one of the aliens on The Simpsons.
What?
Kodos is the name of one of the aliens on The Simpsons, isn't it? Isn't it Kang and Kodos?
Probably. I'm sure you're right. Yeah, it's Kodos. Maybe I'm
Yeah.
mispronouncing it.
Yeah, 'cause Kang, 'cause Kang was a Klingon, and it's Kang and Kodos. That's the alien pair.
Okay,
Yeah.
yeah, that makes sense. It'd be
Interesting.
funny if it was. It can't be that, but yeah, man. No, I that makes a lot of sense. Kang and Kodos. I guess that obviously they got that from Star Trek. I didn't know that.
Interesting.
That's
Well,
cool.
that's not surprising.
No, not at all. All right, well, let's see here. What else do we got here? Did you see that Star Wars: The Force Awakens, they did a poll. Let's see here. They did a poll, a recent survey that said 63% of the responding fans expect the new film to be the best in the franchise.
That's not surprising at all.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised about that. I mean, I don't see how it could top Empire Strike Backs, but you know, I would love it too. You know what I mean? I would absolutely love. Who doesn't? You know what I mean? I would love a Star Wars movie to do better than the classics. I can't see how that's possible, but I've been wrong a million times before, you know.
Well,
So
you know,
I'm not
we.
rooting against it, if that makes sense. I hope it's right, and it's cool to see that, and it's surprising to see fans are that when they saw that trailer, and I really think the trailer got me. The trailer was like I was in from the beginning. But when I saw the J.J. Abrams thing that he put together for what was it, Comic-Con?
Yeah.
That did it for me. You know me. I love behind the scenes stuff. I love how they make it. I love to just, you know, see how the sausage is made. And that really did it. When I saw how much love and attention he was putting in behind the scenes and the physical effects and the people working on it and talking about it. And who was the guy what was his name that's in the film?
Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg, yeah, sorry, my mind's blank because of this weekend. Yeah, when you see Simon Pegg, like he looks like he's about to cry, and he's just like, "This is what I'm here for. Like, this is amazing." Oh, like that, he's a real fan, and you can kind of you can really feel it. And so that's what really did it for me. I'm like, this might be something, just might be something different. You know what I
Totally.
mean? So, but yeah, man, we'll get back. We'll finish it up with movie news, and we'll get right on to TV. Again, you're listening to WeGeek Podcast on the N.FM. Be right back. Welcome back to WeGeek Podcast, and we got some TV news to talk about.
Oh, we do.
I'm sorry?
We do. So.
Absolutely. Sorry about that. But yeah, no, we got some some of the first news here was Walking Dead.
Yes.
I saw Tom Paine from Luck cast as Paul Jesus Monroe.
Yeah, this was big news 'cause it starts to lead into to the saviors and all of that. That's now we're gonna see where the rubber meets the road here.
Oh yeah.
Because
Oh
this
yeah.
it just means that not only is this season gonna be crazy, but next season is gonna be crazier.
Oh yeah.
And it means that next season will catch up to what happened in issue 100, and whether or not they play that out on the show or not.
Oh yeah. Which I don't
Because,
think they will, honestly.
well.
I think they're gonna do it a little bit differently, and I'm not gonna spoil anything, but I think someone who we might think might go and might be dead might not be. I honestly think it's going to be someone else just to surprise the audience. I think, you know, something's going to happen. I think we're going to think it's one person, and then boom, it shifted and someone else is dead that you're not suspecting, and you're like, oh, be what? You know, I think that'd be cool, right?
But I mean, here's the thing. I don't know if are we at the point where we know what to expect, so we expect them to swerve, and then the swerve is actually doing what we thought they weren't going to do in the first place?
Yes, but
Like
here's why I don't think they're going to do that. For one, you know that show with Chris Hardwick where they do the it's like a Jeopardy but nerd Jeopardy
at
on
midnight, yeah.
at midnight. He spoiled that entire scene because they're like, "What's next? What's going to happen next season on The Walking Dead?" He said that exact thing, that exact spoiler, word for word, and the whole audience was like, "What the hell?" And Chris Hardwick, who read the comic, was like, "Are you kidding me? We need to cut that out." He was like, "No, keep it in." So I really don't think they will. I think he's saying it just to screw with the audience because it's.
But then you get the other side of like then who do you get rid of that's going to have that same punch though?
I could think of someone that would really, really have that same kind of punch.
I could too, but that's the one I don't know. Like just
It's hard. It's hard because if that happens, then I'm. Let's just say we're gonna be on the edge of our seat because if it's who we think it's going to be, who in the book it is, it's gonna suck. If it's not, and it's someone else, and it's someone that I really don't want to go, that's gonna really suck too. So it's gonna be interesting. And there's oh man, I have my theories, but I won't go too far into it. But.
It's gonna be, you know, what are they gonna sell out of, Kleenex or Molotov cocktails?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like what do you do at that point? And so it's gonna be hard. And there's so many cool characters that they're gonna be into. Like Jesus is one of them. Ezekiel is another one. Like it's gonna
I
be.
can't wait to get to Ezekiel. I love Ezekiel.
Oh yeah. I really can't wait to till they start getting into these characters. Who was it? Was it Dave Fatone? The voice actor? Oh, this is gonna bother me. There was someone who looks exactly like him. I can't think of his name though.
Like Ezekiel?
Yeah, like Ezekiel.
Really?
I can't think of his name though. Hold on. Let's see. Dave. Hold on a second.
And that name's not ringing any bells. It should. It's
Yeah,
terrible.
yeah. I can't think of his name. He was on. Oh, Dave Fononi. Fononi. DaveFononi. Dave. Let's see here. Let me
Fenoy.
tell you what he's been in here.
Yeah.
Dave. He's in The Walking Dead. Oh, apparently he did Walking Dead the video game here. Let me see. He has voice acted in The Walking Dead game season 1, Wolf Among Us, StarCraft, Metal Gear Solid 4, Batman Arkham Knight, you name it. He's Evolve.
Oh, that guy. Okay,
Yeah,
yeah, now
Elder
I know
Scrolls.
exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, he's been a lot of stuff. And if you look at him, he looks exactly like him.
He really, really does.
Yeah, so I hope he gets the role. I know on the Kind of Funny podcast and whatnot, he's been on it, and they've been emailing just, AMC nonstop. Like, this is your guy. You need to hire him. He's a great actor. He's a great voice actor. He can sell it with just his voice and his looks and his acting. Well, like he can do this. So, I really hope that he gets into it. So yeah, when they start getting those characters, and actually in a little bit when we get into the comic section, I kind of want to talk about what's going on in The Walking Dead because there was a point where it was really slow for a while, and now it's just like, whoop! We know who the bad guys are now. We know what it was. It really feels like issue 100 again, if that makes sense.
Okay. Ooh.
It really feels like this is the big thing. This is the struggle they're going to go through. Just when they get everything fine, everything falls apart. That it's that moment where everything's like, what do you do now, Rick? That kind of thing. So man, yeah, we'll talk about that in a little bit. You talk about this next one. This is really cool.
I love this news. We'd heard rumblings a couple weeks ago that Nickelodeon was working on a new network called The Splat
Right.
that was going to roll out like all the old 90s shows and stuff and just be totally awesome. It turns out they're not doing that, but what they are doing is they're taking the 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern time block on Teen Nick, that 8 hours. And instead of like that on Nickelodeon, like that late night into early morning was always Nick at Night. That was,
Right.
I Love Lucy and the Dick Van Dyke Show and Flipper and Gilligan's Island. That was all those old shows. So with Teen Nick, they're doing that same kind of thing, and they're saying, okay, we're gonna take this block right here, this 8 hours, and that's where we're gonna put all the old '90s stuff, everything from all the old Nicktoons. They talked about some of the older live action shows like Clarissa Explains It All, just all kinds of just awesome stuff. And they're also going to have like it's going to have a very fan centric kind of driven website. They're going to release a custom '90s emojis keyboard. You're going to have like stickers and icons and all this kind of stuff. And they are pushing the social media aspect of it like crazy. They're saying they're going to have it on 7 different social media platforms, which means I'm pretty sure Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, Pinterest, and
Awesome.
like I'm out. What's left? Vine and I don't know, LinkedIn,
Snapchat.
like that's and Snapchat. There you go.
Right, Snapchat, and
But
yeah,
it's
you
going to
name them.
be everywhere. And I'll pro I mean, probably YouTube, of course.
Oh yeah, oh
But
yeah.
like it's going to be huge, and it starts October 5th. Which is
That's
a
awesome.
week from yesterday?
Yeah,
One,
yeah.
two, three, four, five. Yeah, Monday.
Yeah, on Monday. This is starting Monday, so
I
I
can't
know
wait.
exactly what I'm going to be watching at night. I know it's going to be on the background while I'm playing Destiny or something like that, because that's, dude. And we should. I don't want to change the subject or anything. Did you see Keenan and Kel on Jimmy Kimmel?
Oh my God, oh, that was so awesome. On
Jimmy
Jimmy
Fallon. Jimmy
Fallon.
Fallon.
Jimmy
Yes, Jimmy
Fallon.
Fallon. Sorry.
Anybody who hasn't seen that, pause this. We'll be here. If you're watching the play, if you're listening to us live, which we hope you are, then just make a note and watch it after the show. But if you're listening to the podcast, pause it and then come back. Go to YouTube, look up Jimmy Fallon Good Burger. They did the best Good Burgers. It was just like it was on All That.
Dude, it is the most watched Jimmy Fallon video on YouTube right now. It is far and away, and I really hope NBC sees this. I really hope people at Saturday Night Live are like, they killed that there. Why the heck do we not have Kel on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, like we've got Keenan, we need Kel.
We've got Keenan, we need Kel, absolutely. And they could just, you know, every once in a while do that skit. Don't they own Nickelodeon?
I
think they have to be able to do that kind of skit.
Something like that, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So if they kind of own the rights or whatever, it doesn't matter. Put Kel on Saturday Night Live. He killed it. He was amazing.
He was fantastic. Like, I've seen, you know, they've done, like, little tributes and stuff like this before. Right. But, like, this was a full-blown Good Burger sketch. And, I mean, come on. They brought Keenan back as Lester Oaks construction worker. Come on, man.
It was great. It was fantastic.
They killed it. It was absolutely – I'm serious. Go watch that if you haven't. It's awesome. It was just fantastic. And Jimmy – you could tell that Jimmy was because, I mean, you know, those guys were all around the same era. You know, like Jimmy was coming up in comedy during all that and everything, too. So you could but I mean, you can see, like, he had just this ridiculous amount of respect for that era. And he dove into that just head first. And he couldn't have felt more in place.
Oh, yeah. These new late night people, they are really into the young culture. You can really tell the people who went out. Amazing people, the people who before them, great people. But I love these new late night shows now because they speak to us, the people writing it, the people doing it, the people behind the scenes. We're in that age now where the people in charge are our age. There are people. There are people that grew up watching this. They're people that fell in love with it. And they're the people that are like, let's just do this because nostalgia is huge, you know, for people. And I hope it kind of wakes them up, and I pray that that he gets more work and that he's on more things like that, and that Saturday Night Live is just like, you know what, let's give this guy a shot. Like, he can do it. You know, even though that's his character he's known for, he can do other things. He was great on that show.
Can bring back Repairman.
Exactly. And honestly, the last few times I watched Saturday Night Live, it wasn't that good. So, he's good. Keenan's good on there. I want Kel to be on there. So I don't know. I thought that was cool. But yeah, man, like you said about Nickelodeon Splat, that's definitely going to be on my TV. Like I said, one of my friends, I told you one day I asked her, I was like, tell me something about you that I just don't know. And that was one of the things. She's like, I go to sleep every night watching Nick at Night or watching the – because they had that for a little bit. They had something about the 90s. They tried it, but I think it was only some nights or it was on some random channel. And she was like, yeah, I watched Cat Dog and all this and Rocko's Modern Life and blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, that's awesome. Like, that's really cool. And that's gonna be great.
I'm excited. I can't wait for Monday, which is a phrase I don't think I've ever uttered in my life.
No, but it's gonna be cool. It's gonna be cool. Let's see here. What's the next bit of news here? The A-Team. Fox is currently developing modern day reboot of the classic 80s series. Will include male and female members.
Because, you know, they're out of ideas.
Totally out of ideas. Didn't they just do a movie?
They did, and you know, I didn't think it was bad. Which is probably the nicest thing anybody's going to say about it.
Right. Yeah, it had some talent in it, too.
Yeah, Liam Neeson and then Bradley Cooper I can't remember who played Bacchus.
Rampage. Yeah.
He was surprisingly, like, he surprised me.
Oh, yeah.
He genuinely surprised me because he could actually act. I was really impressed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely, man. I can't wait to see that. Just see what it's – I don't know. I can't wait to see what that turns into or who's in it, actually.
And there's – I mean, you know, they can't – they're going to run out of 80s shows to remake. Like, you can't do – some of them only worked back then, you know? You couldn't do Hogan's Heroes now.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like, that just wouldn't even fly. Could you imagine that? We have an idea for a comedy – a German POW camp during World War II.
Right. You couldn't, yeah, no, like, I mean,
I want to be in that meeting when it actually happened. Like, who thought that was a good idea?
Speaking of 80 movies, I mean, I'm surprised they haven't done a Breakfast Club or a Back to the Future TV show or a Ferris Bueller TV show or as like, as you know, those kind of 80 films, a Ghostbusters TV show. Like,
well, they're doing the they're remaking Ghostbusters, so they're starting on it.
Right, exactly. So I don't know, it's going to be interesting, but we got a lot more to talk about. We're going to take a little break. Again, you're listening to We Geek Podcast on the N.FM. Be right back. Welcome back to We Geek Podcast on the N.FM, and we got some more TV news to talk about. Let's see here. Did you see the new teaser for Jessica Jones?
I did. That's awesome.
Now, I saw this on the news thing. Now, a little behind the scenes. You know, Logan put a lot of this together because I was away for the weekend, but I did not see this. So tell me about it.
It's real. Like, it's really simple. Like, it's just – it's a pan up of, like, it's – you're in Jessica's apartment, and it's just the floor and everything strewn across it. And pan up to the bed, and the alarm clock goes off, and she reaches over like she's going to turn off the alarm, and instead she just crushes the alarm clock.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, and scene.
Oh, wow.
So it's, you know, I mean, it's not much, but, you know, hey, it's something, and I'll take it, and I'm excited for it, because this is, Alias is one of those that I was like, this was an awesome comic, and so for them to say, yeah, we're going to take this character and elements from this particular run, and right, that's how we're going to do the show, like, I am all for it.
Yeah, totally. Now, in the comics, she didn't have her abilities, right? Or she lost them, or...
No,
she still had them?
She still had them, but she... Like, she... And I think they'll probably touch on this in the show, is that she's a former superhero.
Okay, that's what it was. She quit.
She gave it up, and it had to do with Kilgrave, with the Purple Man.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they'll go into that, and it's a fascinating, terrifying story. And
yeah, no doubt. I can't wait to see that. That starts next month, right?
November 20th, yes.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I'll probably blow through that in 1 week. I can't wait for that. Did we ever find out when the next ones are coming out?
No, not yet.
Okay, cool.
We know Daredevil Season 2 will be next year, and Luke Cage will probably be next year as well.
Yeah, I imagine Luke Cage will be before Daredevil, but who knows? Because I've seen some pictures from it, right? Or, no, that's him in Jessica
Jones. That's him in Jessica Jones. No, it'll be, I think it'll be Daredevil next, first.
Oh, okay. Because I thought they were shooting Luke Cage right after Jessica Jones, like the production.
No, because they may be, but they're doing Daredevil right now.
Oh, okay. Because, see, I thought I heard casting news of, like, some of the people in didn't we talk about that, the Luke Cage? They were talking about the guy from Sons of Anarchy casted in Luke Cage, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, but yeah, man. Then again, we've gotten a lot. They're actually shooting Daredevil Season 2 right now, so you're right.
Yeah, I think they're doing Daredevil and then Luke Cage, and I don't know, like, after that, I don't know. It may be like a season. They may do a thing where, like, it leapfrogs. You know,
right,
we had Daredevil, now Jessica Jones, now Daredevil, then Luke Cage, then we may have Jessica Jones, and then right, Iron Fist, and then we have the Defenders. Who knows?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be cool. Whew, yeah, man, that'd be. I can't wait. That's gonna be a great year of Netflix. All top with everything else on it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Let's see here. We got Vanessa Williams to join The Flash as a missing member of the West family.
I didn't hear this news.
Yeah. I just saw this right before we started doing the show. Doesn't say who she's going to play or whatnot. I have no idea because it's going to be very timey-wimey. So, she never talked about anyone missing in her family, right?
Not to my recollection.
Right, there wasn't any, like, my mom is missing, or my aunt, or my cousin, or anything like that, so who knows?
Because the mom has passed, right?
Right, that's what I believe, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see, Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's an alternate universe. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see who she's playing.
Yeah. And I keep, like, every time, like, half the time on YouTube now, I keep seeing the same, like, 15-second teaser. The one with Jay Garrick and everything. And I'm just like, I can next week get here already.
Yeah, oh, it's next week.
Yes. Tuesday. Tuesday.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I know we got Agents of Shield this week. Did you see that?
I didn't. I
I
didn't
know
see it.
it aired Tuesday night.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about all that next week. I got a lot of catching up to do on TV, a lot. I did see a few things we'll talk about in a little bit. Like I did see Minority Report. But man, I still got to watch Heroes Return, Muppets, and you can talk all about that, but in a little bit. But those are some of the things I need to catch up on. TVD is finally coming back. I guess I got into such a place where I was like, nothing's on TV anymore. I don't need to watch anything. And now slowly everything's coming back. So
Well,
that's good.
because now we're in season. That's
Exactly.
why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's cool. We got some other thing. Did you see the X-Files trailer?
I did. And
Dude.
as someone who never really watched the TV show, I thought, okay, this, like I know the premise and everything because everybody does. But, I was like, okay, given that this is a very limited kind of series finale run, I thought, well, this it's going to be interesting to see, like, they have to set it up and bring it down, like immediately. Like, it's going to be the world's shortest roller coaster in a sense.
Yeah. I mean, it's gonna be, in a way, it might be good. It might be very tight writing. It might be very like edge of your seat, but in a few episodes we're gonna have to clean it up. It's gonna be like the first season of Walking Dead or like a Netflix show in a way.
Yeah.
And it's not a bad thing. I'm okay with that. I wish it was a little bit longer, but 10 episodes I think is a sweet spot. But hopefully it does good. Hopefully it gets good ratings and
Well, but
hopefully they bring it back.
how
It's like
many
eight
are they
episodes.
doing though? Aren't they only doing six?
They're doing like six or seven.
Yeah.
So hopefully this is just a like we're testing a water.
Like they did with 24.
Right, exactly. And if it does good and people enjoy it and it's watched by a lot, and I think it's been away for the right amount of time for it to come back. It has the original, cast in it. I kind of like that, they're not together. And so this is going to tell the story of, in the trailer, Mulder's calling Scully. So it's like maybe they haven't talked to each other for a while. Maybe she knows that when he calls, something's going down. Something
Yeah,
big is going down.
it's always something. Like you
Yeah.
can see when she looks at the phone, it's that look of like, I don't want to answer this.
Right. But you
I
have to. Yeah,
yeah.
it's like end of the world kind of situation. And it was interesting to see who was narrating it. When I heard the voice, I was like, I know this guy, Joel McHale.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, what? I know we might have talked about it before, but we talk about so much it goes in and out sometimes. I was kind of surprised. I'm like, I know Joel McHale, and he's like, the truth is still out there. And I was like, oh yes, I can't wait. Oh man, I can't freaking wait. It was very modern day. It was very talking about everything that's going on and the drones and the planes and the United States government just watching us and listening to us, and nothing is private. Like you see all these people on Facebook posting, statuses
Oh
about.
God, that thing happened again this week. That's right. God,
I was
I
actually going to do it just to piss people off,
yeah.
just to make people upset. But I was just like, some people really believe that. And it's like, look, if you want things to be private and secret, you talk
Well,
to the person to their face. It's the only
exactly.
way you're going to absolutely know that. Well, I mean, there still might be white people who listen,
Yeah.
but that's your safest bet, Texting or calling you, probably someone's listening. It's funny because all those conspiracy theories, most of them come true. Most of them, like the NSA, just doesn't care anymore.
It was
Like,
that was my favorite Simpsons couch gag from like 20 years ago,
yeah.
when they had all the wires across the ceiling and they had them labeled different. One had said FBI, one said CIA, and
Yeah.
everybody went, "Ah, oh, that's funny." And then you look at it now and you're like, "Oh man, they called it."
Yeah. It's true. Like anything you put on Facebook, anything you put on Twitter, anything you put out into the world, and that's the thing, people are doing it so willingly. Like, I'm on vacation this week. Please don't rob my house, is what they're really saying.
Yeah, right.
All right? I'm not in a relationship anymore, but I would love to say, like, it's so. I don't mean to go on a tangent there, but it's everyone puts their information out there, and if you don't want to, here's the secret: don't do it. Just don't. Like,
Yeah.
just be very coy about stuff. You know, there'd be, you know, had a great day today. The end. I don't know, but you put all your stuff out there. And so I back to what I was saying. I love how it is tapping into the modern day conspiracy theories, and it's like that's all known. So of course this is going to take it to another level and probably put a sci-fi twist on all of it. And so at the end of it, what was really cool, which I'm going to be very interested to see how they explain it, but they had the smoking guy.
Yeah.
I don't even know his real name.
The cigarette smoking man.
Right, cigarette smoking man. That's I remember something like that from the series. So it's I'm pretty sure he died, but it's the X-Files, so we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought that was really cool. So it teased it just well. It didn't tell you anything that's really going on. It was basically just like the truth's still out there, and here's your best friends, and we're gonna go on an adventure again. So it's gonna be interesting, to say the least. I'm excited. But that's it, I think, for TV news. I don't think we didn't jump around here. Okay, so to get into some video game news before we take the break, did you see that they announced the beta for Star Wars Battlefront?
They announced the release date. Yes, they did.
Yes, and it's soon.
It's Wednesday. Thursday.
It's next Thursday, yeah. So I know what I'm doing next Thursday.
Yeah, right.
Hold my calls. That's exactly what I'll be doing. I'm sure it's going to take forever to download it, though.
Yeah, I need to check my schedule, see when I work that day.
Yeah, no, I work until 11, so I'll probably wake up and find out whenever they have it live to download, and I'll start downloading it. I have off that Friday and Saturday. I got a wedding to go to, so I'll just download it before I go. I got a wedding on Friday, so I'll probably play a little bit that night, and then Saturday when I'm recovering from the wedding, because two of my friends are getting married that are really, really good friends, and they like to have fun like me. So it's not going to be one of those boring weddings. It's going to be one of those like, all right, this is a great time wedding.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's young people like me. So it's really cool, and they're in love. So it's gonna be good.
The reason I don't get invited to weddings is because at some point during the reception, I would grab a guitar and start playing The Reigns of Castamere.
What?
Just to see who got it. Like,
I'm sure one of them would get it, but dude, she would. The bride would literally kill me, and I'd never be spoken to again. The groom might get a giggle out of it. He might be like, "This is funny," but not the right time, Adam. Don't kill me. You know, so, dude, that would be amazing if someone did that. Yeah, dude. I won't go into that. But yeah, man, it's weddings are a fun time, man. I it's one of those things where like. I gotta go get a suit, and I gotta go get this. But this time, I'm not actually in it, and I enjoyed the one that I went. Don't get me wrong, but there's a lot off my shoulders for just going to it, attending it, getting a gift, and having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's gonna be a really good time, and I think I might actually stay the night because they're doing it around a hotel or whatnot that I think a lot of people are staying at. So you know, just be on the safe side. I'll probably just get a hotel room there. Not drive and hang out and then leave in the morning and go home and play Star Wars all day.
There you go. Now you see that's a plan. Now we're talking.
Yeah, exactly.
Go from the wedding march to the Imperial march. That's a plan.
Exactly. That would be really good. Actually, we're going to take a break in just a second. We're going to take a little bit of early break, but we'll be right back, and we'll just add more time to the next one. Again, you're listening to the We Geek Podcast on the N.FM, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to We Geek Podcast on the N.FM. We got some more video game news to talk about, and we'll head right into comics. Now, you know, we just talked about Star Wars Battlefront beta hitting, and can't freaking wait for that. There's a lot of other games coming out before December that I'm excited for. I kind of want to get Nathan Drake's collection. You played through the original three, right?
Yeah.
That's what I've been thinking about. There's, you know, I'm trying to save some money. That's the thing. So I might skip that. There's depth. I mean, Battlefront is one of them that I'm getting. Fallout is another one that I'm getting. Those are the two that I know I'm absolutely getting no matter what.
Yeah.
Might put on a Christmas wish for someone I know. But the rest are kind of hit or miss. I can't wait to see what Battlefront feels like. I'm glad that we're getting the beta. So I know I'm going to get it, but I'm glad I'm getting it just to kind of set my expectations, set the bar.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I know not to get too excited or whatnot. But yeah, man, what other news we got here? We got some Minecraft news?
Yeah, this I thought was interesting.
Yeah,
They're,
it's coming to Oculus units, spring of 2016.
yeah.
Now, what was the Microsoft thing they were showing off at E3?
That was, I don't, I, you know what? I don't know. Maybe that had, no, that.
It wasn't Oculus. It was the Microsoft, like,
It was like
augmented
Microsoft
reality.
VR or something. I can't remember what it was called.
Right. So this is it's going to be for its Oculus unit. So
Yeah.
we kind of expected, like, Minecraft's going to do really good with the VR stuff.
Yeah. HoloLens. HoloLens. That's what it was called.
HoloLens. That's it. I think honestly, the neck, the thing that's coming out first is going to be the PlayStation 1, right? That's coming out at the beginning quarter of next year,
Okay.
apparently. It's got a few titles on it. It's and apparently they're making it the same price. They're telling people this is going to be like a console launch. Sure,
Yeah.
you're going to need your PlayStation 4 for it, but this is going to be like it's going to be priced at the same price probably. I'm thinking it's going to be around $400.
Yeah, which is gonna mean immediately nobody's gonna buy it.
Right. And you know, it's one of those things that
It's the Virtual Boy all over again.
right, yeah. I don't think they have a choice to make it that price. I think it's going to be one of those things like they can't make it any lower. If they went over it, it's going to be a disaster. If they could only match it or make it cheaper, they would just lose money.
Well,
So
you know, I think they would lose less money if they sold more units. And if they price it at console range, they're not going to be, you know, it's not going to be a matter of are they making money. It's because they're not going to be getting any. I don't see this being anything other than a disaster at full console price.
oh yeah, no, totally, totally. It's gonna be one of those things where I need to try it out before I do it. Before I put that much money down, I need to go into a store and I need to see what it's like.
Yeah.
That has to happen. They have to have these things at Best Buy. There's no doubt about that. They have to have a thing there with a guy showing you what to do or something. Because there's no way in hell I'm gonna be dropping that much money for it. I want to see what it's like, and if it blows my freaking mind, I'll buy it. But I need to try it first, and this has to be one of those things where they have to set it up at a place to because you can't see this at E3 or any of those other things on TV and be blown away. It's not going to happen. You have to experience it, I think.
Yeah.
You have to try it, and I'm sure there's going to be long lines or whatever. I gotta see it to believe it. You know what I mean? Like, this is not something you just show images to people and them get excited about. You have to put it on. You have to experience it. I gotta see this. So I don't know. I'm kind of excited for it, but at the same time, I'm worried. I'm worried this is going to be the move. This is going to be VR headset. This is going to be, you know, Kinect. This is just going to be a gimmick. And I'm pretty sure that's what it's going to be. I know a lot of people who put it on are like, no, that's the real deal. Once you try it, you can't deny how cool it is.
The problem
But
with something like that, with Kinect or with Move, is that it's always an option. That was
right.
the one thing, like, as much as I didn't like that Microsoft was like, no, Kinect will be mandatory. Like, as much as I thought, like, that screws the developers, that's the only way to move forward. You can't make it a choice. Like, with the Wii, it was like, oh no, you have to have motion controls. This is a motion control platform. This is what you've got to do. And it's, you know, you can argue about how well that paid off in the end. But I mean, that's the thing. Anything that's a peripheral is always going to stay that way, and it's going to peter out, and suddenly, you know, you're going to have warehouses full of these things. You
Oh
know,
yeah.
I mean, that's if you don't make it, you have to say this is required. You
Right.
have to. Otherwise, it's going to fall by the wayside because people are always going to come back to just the controller. Every
Right.
time. Every time.
Well, I mean, even like the 3DS, like, to me, the next system, okay, have two screens, it's fine. It doesn't need to be 3D. No one plays that. No one plays with 3D. The only reason, I mean, some people do, I guess, in the newer versions. The new XL or whatever, they really did a good job at fixing
Yeah,
the
they did.
3D. They did. I still don't use it. I don't know anyone that does. I think that Nintendo needs to stick with what it's good at, and that's making good gameplay and good games. And people are gonna buy it. They're not. It doesn't need to be 3D. So keep making good games, keep being different, and you know, setting yourself apart. At the same time, yes, put in some games that the mainstream likes. Still, but that's not why people buy those Nintendo games. They buy them because they feel good. They're fun. They don't buy it because they want to turn on the 3D. I didn't play Zelda in 3D. I didn't play any of the Pokemon in 3D. I played everything regular, and I loved it. Same thing with, that's what I think it is. It's kind of a gimmicky thing, and so that's what I'm afraid of. I heard a story. It was on one of these podcasts. I think it was like Podcast Beyond. They live in California, and I think they were in California for this, but it had to have been California. They went into a Tom's shoe store. Do you know what Tom's are?
No.
Tom's are those kind of shoes where I think when you buy a pair, they look really funky to me. They're very tight. They're very hipster kind of looking shoes. And when you buy a pair of shoes, it's something to do with charity. I think they give a pair of shoes to someone in need. So you buy a pair of shoes, automatically someone in need gets a pair of shoes. So that's the deal or something like that.
Okay.
I could be totally wrong, but it's a very charitable, very hipster kind of shoe. They almost look like paper shoes, for example. Apparently, you can go into a Tom store in California, and they have an Oculus Rift or one of those VR headsets in the corner where you can put it on, and you can go on a you can hand water to people doing charity at an event for Tom's shoes. I'm not kidding. This is what was said again. It's not my story, but when I heard this, that you can go into a shoe store, put on a VR headset, and pretend to do charity at a Tom's event. I thought, what kind of world are we living
That's all right. Pack it up. Wait for the asteroid. We failed.
Right?
That's it. We blew it. We had our shot. That's wow. That may be the most depressing thing I've heard all week.
Yeah, dude, I'm not kidding. It was no,
Wow.
it was on Podcast Beyond or the Comedy Button. Brian Altano was telling the story, and I just thought
Wow.
that's some messed up stuff. But you know
Wow.
what? What did that have to do with buying a pair of shoes? But they got to be cool and hip, and that's what I mean. Those shoes are kind of hipster, but they're a good cause, so I can't knock them. That's great. You buy a pair of shoes, they give a pair of shoes to someone in Africa or something like that, and that's fantastic. Good for that. Awesome. I don't really like the way they look. They're not really for me, but I just thought that was an interesting story. That's how they intertwined it so people can actually put it on and do that. I want that at a Best Buy for these kind of things, because you're not going to sell me on it without that. So I hope the best. We of course wish for the best. But yeah, where were we? Okay, yeah, Minecraft coming to it. That's the thing with the PlayStation 4, there's not been one real game announced for it, right? I think maybe a Final Fantasy.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay. Yeah, we'll come.
That's how hard the news has been to find.
Yeah,
Like
yeah.
something like this, it should be front and center. It should be, hey, this brand, we're finally make, 'cause I mean, come on, VR has been a dream for what, 20, 30 years?
Yeah.
I mean, when, God, I remember being really tiny and going to what, like some carnival or something, not carnival, but like I don't know, but something they had like a Sega virtual reality booth set up. And it
Right.
was, it was very Lawnmower Man. But like that was, at the time it was, even then it was like virtual, it was like VR is gonna be a thing. And
Right.
they were just taking the long view. Like we're getting there, we're almost there. This should be something people are celebrating. Like we're here. We found it. We've made it. Look at this amazing stuff. And instead, it's not that easy to find.
Right.
Like we should be hearing about, like they should be shouting this from the rooftops.
Yeah, no, and it was, I mean, the ones that kind of excite me, for example, it's that Ark Survival Evolved game. Have you heard of this?
I think that one I've heard of, yeah.
That's the survival game where you're on an island full of dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And of course, that's awesome. That would be awesome in a VR headset. The other one was a Paranormal Activity VR. And that's going to freak people out. But it's those kind of games. You have to kind of make the game around the gimmick, if that makes sense.
Right, but there
Right.
are so many, like, there's so many ways that could work, though.
Yeah, oh yeah, totally. A haunted house in a VR headset. It's going to be hard to get me play that game, but that's something I'd be like, "All right, let's give it a shot." There's going to be a sermon surgeon simulator. It's going to be funny
Do a
for people
racing
to do.
game, man. do
Yeah,
this,
they have racing games.
integrate this with whatever, Mad Cat steering wheel set they have or whatever anymore. Like
Yeah.
that's, 'cause come on, it puts you right there in the car. That's the only thing you're missing. You've
Yeah.
got the pedal, you've got the wheel. Now all you need is a viewpoint, and you can, that's you in the car. You look down at the mirrors, you look up at the mirrors, you could turn your head and see behind you, and then, you realize you're not paying attention and you smack into the tire barrier. That's how
Oh yeah.
these things work.
Oh yeah, heist games, like there's so many that you could really do. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what all comes out of that. But yeah, they need to get these into Best Buys and Targets and Walmarts and have people check them out and play them, because that's the only real way you're going to get people to buy them. I mean, I can't afford that. I'm saving up for a lot of stuff, and $400. God, I did this weekend. I'd rather go to an event and meet new people and hang out, and that's a lot of money to just drop on an accessory for a video game system.
Yeah, pretty much. And I don't care how they try to market it or whatever. That's all this is. It's a peripheral.
Exactly. You can take that money and go on vacation somewhere. You could fly to Miami or Vegas or something like that. Like you could explore. So it's going to be real hard sell for people to go get an accessory. PlayStation's fine. I'm going to spend that much money on a system I'm going to have for maybe 7 to 9 years. That's okay. That's acceptable. That's something you spend on a TV you're going to have for that long.
Totally.
But a peripheral that might die out in a year or two? Sorry, that's not gonna. That's one of those things. I'm gonna wait. I'm totally waiting for that, and wait to see what happens with it. And I guess I'm gonna be part of the problem, where no one buys it and then it dies.
If it's not worth it, then I mean, it's just basic economics. That's simple business.
Yeah. So it's gonna be interesting. But we'll find out. Well, let's see. We got some more video game news.
Tell me about this theme park real quick.
Yeah, there's a Mass Effect theme park. It's attraction coming to California at a place called California's Great Adventure. California's Great America. But yeah, it's going to be a Mass Effect theme park. I don't know much more about it. I've never heard of the theme park before. I've never been to California. But apparently it's like a roller coaster theme park. It's just going to be all about Mass Effect, and they want to do 4D rides and whatnot. Let's see here. Yeah, 4D rides. So it's going to be a lot like Spider-Man and whatnot at Universal. It's probably going to be just a few rides, but it's going to be its own expansion.
Yeah,
Yeah.
interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, man. So we'll be right back. We got a lot more to talk about. I think we're done with games, but we'll get into some comics when we come back. Again, you're listening to We Geek Podcast on the N.FM. Be right back. Welcome back to We Geek Podcast on the N.FM. Again, my name's Adam. Join good friend Logan. We got some comic book news to talk about.
That we do.
Yeah, man. In this first bit of news, you take it, man, because this is great.
I like this news. We heard a little while back that Boom Studios was working on a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers comic book. And we now have news. Issue number 0 will be released in January. They're
Nice.
going to have 6 variant covers.
Okay.
The interesting thing, though, is the 6 that they're going to have. They're going to have green, red, black, yellow, pink, and white. No
Okay.
blue.
No blue.
No blue.
That's interesting.
I don't know why, but they, those are the 6 that they're gonna have. And the series, so far as we know, is gonna be penned by Kyle Higgins.
Okay.
He's been doing night. He did Nightwing, and he did Batman Eternal. Good series. I loved his Nightwing run. I really enjoyed it.
He's really good. I've listened to a podcast with him talk, and he's kind of like under Scott Snyder's wing.
Yeah, pun intended.
And so he, of course, not Scott Snyder is Batman, so he does, I know, Nightwing, he's under his wing. He's really good. Like he's a really good writer. And so I'm really interested in seeing this. It's good talent for Power Rangers. That's really interesting. They didn't have blue. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I guess that's gonna be interesting to see how they tie that in and how they tie this into the overall lore. Do we know if it's going to be like a whole new set of Power Rangers? I saw the covers. Did you see them?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it looked cool. It's going to be interesting to see how this all ties in, if it has anything to do with the new movie.
Yeah, that's I'm wondering, are they going, is it tying into what was old or what's new?
Yeah. What I hope is that it is new characters, but I like that it's the classic suits.
Yeah.
All the other suits threw me off. I didn't understand them. I was like, whatever. Granted, I was at the age where I grew out of it. But if they do it cool, if they make it a little bit more like the modern, TV show or movies and whatnot, people a little bit older, because you're gonna have the young audience. You don't have to make it like, make it like the new superhero movies for all ages, like Marvel does.
Yeah.
It can be funny. It can be a little bit mature, and it can be, silly and childish at some points. It's fine. It can be great and exciting and whatever, and a big adventure. It doesn't have to be too dark.
Totally.
But yeah, man, I'm excited for that. I'm definitely gonna be picking that up. I don't know if I'll pick up, all the different covers or whatever. Maybe the white. So they're doing a white and a green?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It
Maybe
is.
blue's bad now. Who knows? That'd be a twist. That would be pretty cool though. But yeah, I'm definitely gonna be picking that. Boom is doing great things, man. They really are. They got a lot of good comics out. Let's see, what other bit of comic news we got? Oh, we got Marvel announces five new titles.
Yeah, we've got five new titles and the creative teams. We have Infinity Entity, which I didn't see. And now, I didn't see the descriptions for any of these.
Okay.
Most of them are pretty self-explanatory.
Well, Infinity. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
This was one that was not immediately discernible to me. I don't know what it's about.
Okay, so yeah, I'm glad because I do.
Okay, go for it.
This is all about Adam Warlock.
Oh, duh, of course, that makes perfect sense.
Yep, yeah, this is gonna be all about Adam Warlock. He's on the cover. The time. It's all about time. Apparently, this is going to be a time traveling book, from what I understand.
Okay.
Because it's Adam Warlock, but who's on the cover? Are classic Marvel heroes. Now, Adam Warlock was all about the Infinity whatever, all the Infinity stuff back in the day.
Right, but he was the soul gem.
Yes, he was like the main person in the book. And
Yeah.
in the book back then, the Hulk really looked like the Hulk back then. Thor looked like classic Thor. Iron Man on the cover, it's classic Iron Man. Now, granted, it's a cover, it could be whatever, but it could be him just like traveling through time or whatever.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. A lot of the sci-fi Marvel books I've been really enjoying. Like I said, man, I don't know if you've been reading Silver Surfer. Have you? I forget.
I haven't.
Oh
No.
my
It's
God, it is
on the
Doctor
list.
Who. You would love it. You would absolutely fall in love with the book. Please go read that at some point. Maybe I'll put it on one of my things for next week or whenever we do it. But man, Silver Surfer is so good. So I'm really interested to see how Infinity Entity turns out. What's the other ones?
Well, it's funny you should mention it. Silver Surfer was announced
Yes.
for early 2016. An X-Men 92 comic was
Wait,
announced.
is Silver, does it still have Dan Slott?
Yes.
Oh my God, Mike
Still does.
Allred?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Yes. Oh man, I'm telling you, Logan, you need to read up on that. That's if we had a book of the year, that might make my book. Not like you know how we have the Secret Wars?
Yeah.
The Old Man Logan, great. Silver Surfer probably is hand down my favorite Marvel book this year. Oh, go ahead,
Wow.
sorry. Keep going.
Okay. But yeah, we've got an X-Men 92 book.
Amazing. So it's going to be hopefully just be like X-Men 92.
Yeah, same art style. They've got a big creative team listed. Chris Sims, Chad Bowers, Adi, oh, I'm sorry, help me here. Furman Siao?
Fermentsai.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
And David Nakayama for Spring 2016.
Okay.
Mockingbird is getting her own comic.
Nice.
Chelsea Kane is attached to it. There's no release date yet.
Okay.
And another Moon Knight series
Awesome.
from Jeff Lemire and Greg Smallwood and Jordy Belair.
Nice. Oh man, Jeff Lemire, that's awesome. Yeah, Old Man Logan, he was great
Yeah.
on that. Oh, dude, all those books I'm gonna pick up. Every single one of them. That's amazing. No wonder they were saving these, because it's like, oh, we know people are gonna get these.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Well, we want to keep moving because of time here. I saw that Frank Miller might be coming back to do All-Star Batman because he's doing Dark Knight Returns, which apparently, I don't know if you read All-Star Batman.
I didn't, no.
It's, and I won't go too much into it. It's apparently the best and worst Batman comic ever.
Okay,
Now,
well, I gotta read it now.
I flipped through it, and Jim Lee does some of his best artwork ever.
That was where I heard it discussed. Like, when he was on Fat Man on Batman, he talked about that, I think.
Oh yeah. Fantastic art. Frank Miller is just, he's hit or miss when it comes to Batman. By the way, he says goddamn Batman in every issue. And it became a joke where he was like,
That's.
people are really liking this. I'm
Yeah.
going to say it every time. And then they're like, oh, wait, they were just joking. Like, that's bad. So, yeah, it's really, I won't get into it. It's, I didn't, yeah, I won't get into it. But apparently he's thinking about doing it again. We got some more news here. Star Wars, Sony Classical to release Star Wars The Unlimited Soundtrack Collection. Oh, wait, this isn't comics.
No, we skipped a couple.
Okay, all right, my bad.
This was no, I just threw that in under et cetera. We'll do it real quick because it's just simple news.
Okay,
But
yeah.
yeah, they're releasing the Ultimate Soundtrack Collection on January 8th, and
Oh.
it's all six films, and they're doing them digitally. They're doing them on vinyl with like a handful of extras, and they're doing them on CD
Well,
with
I know
like
how
a.
I'm getting them.
Yeah, with like a bonus DVD there's supposed to be like interviews with John Williams and Harrison Ford, and
Oh, that's
it's
amazing.
like that'll be interesting. And it's the first time they've been mastered for high def digital.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm
I
definitely
didn't.
getting on vinyl, I think. That'd be a really cool thing to have. I have a record player my grandma gave me, so
Yeah.
I never really turn it on to play anything. I got a lot of my dad's old albums, a lot of rock stuff. I even have this album. I don't even know who it's from, but he told me, he was like, you play it backwards and it says something. So, but I forget who it was, but yeah, dude, that's fucking awesome. I'm gonna put it on I'm gonna be putting it on vinyl there when it comes out. Well, try to get through this. Let's first talk about actually why Last Man, something that was voted on for us to talk about, Volume 1. I reread it. I know you read it. Tell me, what did you think about it?
I continue to love this story. Like I think it's fascinating. It reminds me why I need to go back to Saga because Brian K. Vaughan is just fantastic. His
Yeah.
work is always just bang on.
Yeah, I mean, I downloaded the first volume. I need to go pick it up. But it was just easier for me on the road trip to download it, and read it on my iPad. I want to pick this up and have the actual book now, though, because it was amazing. Now I want to read second volume, and I think there's like five or
Ten.
six. No, how many? Ten?
Ten. Yeah.
Jesus. Okay, yeah. I need to read all 10 because it was really interesting. I loved the build up. Him with his girlfriend. I loved stuff with his mom, stuff with the dad. Like I loved the first issue especially, just like the build up of it starts where everything goes wrong, and then it says like, 12 hours ago or however long, and then it goes into the time of kind of like ground like 0 hour of. Not to spoil. I mean, that's not spoiling anything. Basically, the last man on the planet, with all these females, him and his monkey, and they don't know why. They don't know why him and his monkey are the last males alive. And so, like, he goes around pretending to be a girl and whatnot, with the suit and everything else, and like that kind of unravels. And it was really good. It was really well done, and it hooked me. I want to read more. Now I'm starting to understand why everyone loved the series when it came
Yeah.
out. And I don't want to spoil too much, because hopefully the listeners read it and hopefully they do read more. But if they didn't, I don't want to go too far into it. But I loved it. I loved how raw it was too. Like they didn't really hold any punches, and it was really interesting. It was really interesting to see what would happen to the world if it was just females in charge. And like the stuff with in Washington, he goes and sees his mom, and because he doesn't know who's alive. No one knows who's alive yet. Last his girlfriend's in Australia, so she's over there. He doesn't know if she's still alive. He wants to go see her, but he knows his mom is in Washington, D.C., so he goes up there. And then like the stuff with the conservatives' wives come into play, and like all this, it's really cool. So I definitely need to read the next few volumes,
It
but.
was it it's and it gets better. Like it only gets better all the way up until the very end. It's
Yeah.
a solid comic the whole way through, and I'm serious. I recommend going through and reading the entire run.
Awesome. Yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing. That's on my list now to read. So, hey, did you know, last week I had a book for us to read. Did you pick a book you want to read for the next week?
I did, and I'm curious to see if whether or not you read it.
Okay.
And it's one of my favorite Jason Aaron comics. You,
Okay.
are you familiar with Scalped?
No, I'm not. I know about it. I know Jason Aaron did it. I know that's what kind of put him on the map as his own book, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you want to do volume one of that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. No. I remember when we went and saw him. That was one of the things he was signing.
Yeah.
So, and I think he was just finishing it up. So it's. I just looked it up. It's Scalped Volume One, Indian Country.
That's the one.
Okay. Awesome. So I'll put that on my list. I'll actually go pick up the physical copy because I think Aaron has it out at the shop.
There you go. Here's a
And.
and here's a quick embarrassing story for you about Jason
Okay.
Aaron when he was there for the signing. I took my copy of Thor number one that he had just started because I had forgotten that he did Wolverine and the X-Men.
Right.
And given that my name is Logan, it would have just been like I keep looking back on it and just like facepalming every time. Like it would have been like the perfect thing. It's like, hi, will you sign my comic that you wrote? Like just I couldn't it just
Well,
it bugs me 'cause I forgot. I
you
just
know he did Wolverine like Wolverine,
Yeah.
Jason, where it's Wolverine goes to hell.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. You could have picked a few of them.
I know. I know.
Apparently that's a really good run. Like that's actually a collection, the Jason Aaron collection for like the Wolverine comic. Apparently it's really well done. That's one thing I kind of want to go back and read. Yeah, dude, I remember that. I remember you being there. I can't believe you did
I was
that.
so bummed, but I was just so excited about Thor. Like, I really liked it.
Oh
So.
yeah. Oh yeah. Well, that's cool. I'm sure he'll be back, but speaking of that, we'll be right back. We got some reviews to talk about. I might talk a little bit about Walking Dead comic. We'll see. But we'll be right back. Again, you're listening to We Geek Podcast on the N.FM. Be right back. Welcome back to We Geek Podcast, and we got a little bit more to talk about. We're going to get into some reviews here. Before we do that, I kind of want to mention the Walking Dead comic for just a moment. Not going to spoil a thing, but I have caught up on my trip up to Georgia. I had a lot of time with the iPad just to read. I read Why the Last Man, some Archie, Sex Criminals I caught up on, which everyone needs to go read. If you do not have Sex Criminals, go get it. If you don't like comic books, go get it. It's amazing. But I read a little bit of The Walking Dead, and it's at that moment in the book where a lot of bad stuff has happened, and in the last few volumes, you're just catching up. Everything's going good, everything's going great, and in this last volume, actually the last issue that I read was the last one that came out. It's one of those issues where it's just like issue 100, where it just hits you in the gut. It just destroys you, and it hits you really hard. And there's a new big bad, and it you think it can't get worse than the last few big bads, and it's absolutely worse.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's all I'll say. And it's one of those things. It's one of those situations where it's like, what are you gonna do, whoever's left in charge? Because I'm not even gonna tell you who's left in charge. It's one of those things where everyone's looking at them, going, "What are we going to do?" And there's,
Nice.
yeah, so that's all I'll say about that. But we'll get into some reviews here. Speaking of Walking Dead, segue, let's talk about Fear the Walking Dead. Now, I didn't watch Sunday because I was not on this planet. So you tell me about it. What did you think of it?
Well, I'll catch you up. Not much happened, and then some stuff happened, and then it ended.
Oh, okay.
It's look, I've not been impressed with this series so far.
Yeah.
And it's largely because I can't stand these characters. I hate every single person on this show.
Okay.
I can't stand any of them at all in any sense. And so I hope they all get eaten. But
Yeah.
we'll see what happens.
Right. Isn't there? There's something with an airplane, right? Flight
That's
62?
they're gonna be a spin-off.
Okay.
And they're gonna it's like a half hour episode that's going to do or a 1 hour episode, whatever it is. It's gonna be like a one episode thing of, like zombies on a plane, basically.
Okay. And that's really cool. That is claustrophobic. That's I'm saying that wrong. That is something that's just it's a very tight space. It's very it's gonna be hard, it's gonna be kinda like Alien, I think. It's gonna be very Like, how do we get out of here? How do you get out of a plane when zombies attack?
Right.
Like, when I saw that World War Z, I kept thinking, that's such a cool idea. And then it was only for a few minutes, but I hope you could do something with that. And then, from what I understand, a character on that is going to be on Fear the Walking Dead.
Right.
Right. And so that's really cool. It's a really good way to introduce it. I also, and I can't remember what the theory was because, again, I was on a different planet when I went to Tomorrowland, but I can't remember what someone told me, but it literally blew my mind about a connection, their theory of a connection between the two shows. And I'm sorry I forgot about it. I'll probably remember it by next week. But that would be really cool if they kind of tie it together and how they would do that. Because I think a lot of people are waiting for that, even though they've said they don't want it to have anything to do with each other. I think a lot of fans are like, come on, give us some connection. Give us a cousin or somebody that's connected. And you have a time period now where The Walking Dead is far along, when Fear of the Walking Dead is just starting. So you have a time period to play with. And it's going to be really interesting, I think, moving forward. I love it. I really like it. I know you don't like any of the characters. I think I didn't like any of the characters when I started Walking Dead either. I think I only liked some of them because I knew them from the comics. And some of them grew on me. Like, Daryl grew on me, and he was amazing.
Yeah.
Rick, I've always liked. A lot of people don't like Rick, but I realize a lot of people don't like Rick who didn't read the comics. Same with
Yeah.
Carl. They really hated him. But in the comics, you kind of see who they become, and you kind of realize. Same with Michonne. A lot of people didn't like Michonne, and I thought, that's the coolest character in the comic. But it's gonna be. I think it's gonna be interesting. I'm trying to stay positive about it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I,
Yeah.
you know, I hope they get better, but
Yeah.
like I so far not impressed.
Okay. Like, I liked the turn it took a few episodes back, where it was like, we're taking the kid, and then you see the Hispanic dad. You really see him, like, making some great points about how first they come. Or he's talking this story about someone in his family, or is like his dad back where he used to live.
Yeah.
Remember, he was telling the story about how that's how it starts. They
Yeah.
come, and they start taking people away and whatnot. He's really cool. I really like that. So yeah, man. So there's some other things you want to talk about. You saw Scream Queens?
I did, and I now understand why they make torture illegal.
So it's that bad, huh?
That's the most awful thing I've seen on TV in a very long time.
Well, that means you'll get a few more seasons.
Yeah, exactly. My thing is, like, look, I understand their whole premise is like sororities are full of horrible, awful, judgmental people, and they're right, but that's not the point. The point, they're not exactly right. I take that back a little, but the point is, like, these characters are just there's a difference between, like, being spoiled and airheaded and bratty and entitled, and being a caricature of that, and then being a caricature of a parody of a satire of a parody of that caricature. Like, they go too far. They've gone so far around the bend that I just, like, the first person that the killer on the show actually kills, like, they have a texting conversation as he's stabbing her. Like,
Oh,
it's just it's
wow.
yeah, it's that bad. It's like, oh, that's what kids do nowadays, they text. So it's like it's like, I'm going to kill you now. What?
Yeah.
Why? Stop. Like, STAHP, like, it just I don't ever want this abomination to see more than, like, another episode. It's
Yeah.
yeah. I
Yeah,
encourage
no. I mean, I saw one of my friends post that on his wall. He was like, I thought blah 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 was bad.
Yeah.
Now there's something worse that his girlfriend made him watch. He was
Yeah.
like, he was saying how, like, she's in love with the most awful things, and just, it's actually his wife now. So he's like, these are the things I do for love. That's fine. I have my headphones in and my iPad in front of me. So I was like, that's cool. But yeah, he said
Yeah.
exactly what you said, that it was just torture.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it. But on the kind of other end of the spectrum, Minority Report was not too bad.
I really enjoyed that. That's one
It's
thing that I saw before I went to
yeah.
Tomorrowworld, where I was. It actually is funny. I was playing Gotham on the on demand. I have Bright House. I don't think you do. I have Bright House, and I played Gotham, and it played it all the way through. And I watched the before the credits or whatever. And I thought, that's weird. I have a whole another hour here. And so it started playing Minority Report. And I was like, I was never going to give this show a shot. I started watching it, and I thought, this is a really cool idea. And, you know, I don't even want to get too far into it, because in case you want to see it. But, and I completely forgot what, like, Minority Report was all about.
Yeah.
Apparently there was these kids that were able to see into the future for crimes or whatnot. Like, they were experimented on and used by the government, and apparently one of them got away. And
they were released.
They were released. That's it. Yes. And one of them has kind of been his goal to go around and save people's lives, and he hasn't been able to do it. He screws up.
Yeah.
Every time. And so it's one of those situations where this is kind of how Fox goes, where like it's someone who's an FBI agent, like Fringe or whatever,
yeah.
And then it's someone who's not, but they help. You know, kind of like that one. What was that last one where the guy? Oh, what was it? It was like Supernatural. It was like the Headless Horseman.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow.
It's like Sleepy Hollow. It's the same premise. It's the same premise. An FBI agent, and then someone who's a little weird. You know,
yeah.
It's just like Fringe. So it's, and again, Minority Report's in the future. So he helps her out. You know, so he's now on as like someone that helps out. And so it was interesting. I actually really enjoyed it. I want to see the next one. I want to see what happens. And I'm glad they did that. I'm glad they added it to the back of it on the on demand. So it's like, hey, you're already here. If you still have the TV on, we might get you to watch this.
Yeah.
And it worked. So we got some more. I'm sorry. We're getting low on time. So tell me about the Muppets.
The Muppets was hysterical. It was it was absolutely hysterical. I know some people are going to look at it and say, these aren't my Muppets. Or they're going to say, hey, they made a joke about, you know, it's a great one. Imagine Dragons was on and they were talking about they should take Animal on tour with them. And Dr. Teeth said, oh, no, he said you can't take Animal on tour. Road travel is no good for Animal. And it cut to him and he's going, too many women. Too many cities. And it is. There is some slightly grown-up adult humor.
That's
but
good.
But it's not, you know, I mean, it feels just like, it is. It's like 30 Rock meets The Office meets The Muppets. You
I
know,
thought
it's,
some kids it's, can watch it, adults can watch it.
And you'll be fine. I enjoyed it. I want to see more of it because it really made me laugh. Like, in the first, I think, like, 5 minutes, there was a joke that just had me falling out of my couch. I can't remember what it was, but it was hysterical.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, tell me about Heroes Reborn.
Heroes Reborn is going to benefit from a shorter episode cycle.
Awesome.
It's like we talked about with the X-Files. The writing's going to have to be tighter. The storytelling's going to have to be better. This was a return to form. This is awesome Heroes, and I am very much looking forward to seeing what happens next. Like, this was
awesome.
Great.
Did they have any surprise? Don't tell me the surprises, but were there any twists and turns you didn't expect in the first episode?
Yeah. There was one that followed right after one that I thought was fairly big, and then they topped it like 5 minutes later.
That's awesome. Yeah, maybe it's a shorter season is going to be better for these kind of shows.
I think so. I definitely think
so. That's why I
think so.
Maybe X-Files, 6 episodes, maybe next year we get 10. I really enjoy that. They need to start going the way of AMC.
Yeah.
Maybe get some shorter seasons and we get some more shows.
Yeah.
You know, don't have to throw all your eggs in the basket for 24 some odd episodes or something. Like, give us shorter things, more compressed. It'd be awesome. All right, so tell me about Doctor Who.
You have to catch up. I will brook no arguments. By this time next week, you better be done with last season and the first 2 episodes of this season.
I will. We have no friends coming to town. I have no Tomorrow World adventure to go to. I'm just going to be working out, and catching up on stuff. So Doctor Who, it's already queued. Watching it right after we're done with this.
Yes, episode 2 was fantastic. It's the premiere. This was like a 2-part premiere, basically.
Oh, nice.
And it was great. I loved the story. I loved the dynamic. I loved Missy and Clara working together against each other for the Doctor. It was great.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of, actually, at Tomorrow World, there were so many people dressed up as, like, the Doctor. It was mostly girls, though. It was, like, female versions of the Doctor. And, like, one had they had these totems, these signs. One was a big TARDIS, so I thought that was cool.
Nice.
Tell me about Tremors 5.
Tremors 5 was hysterical. And part of me laughed at it because it actually wasn't that bad. It's not the worst Tremors movie.
Nice.
So if, you know, if anybody's got some time and they want to check it out, you know, it's not it look, it's not going to win any awards, but it's not it understands what it is and
Excellent.
plays to it fantastically. So check it out. It's not bad.
Will do. Oh, and I just found the picture real fast of the girl who had the big totem or whatever. She had a sign that said, "We're all stories in the end. Just make it a good one, huh?"
That's it. That's the
But
doctor.
right, I forget what that's from, but it had the big Doctor Who sign. I thought, that's really cool. Like, that's awesome.
I think that was Matt's doctor. I think that was
Okay.
him.
Okay, cool. Yeah, there was just, it was so many cool things. But okay, all right. Well, we're gonna wrap it up. We got a few things. You know, next week we got Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We'll have two episodes to talk about. We'll have Gotham season two. We'll have Flash. We'll have. I might talk a little about Lego Dimensions. Depends if I get it or not. I'm gonna be getting it, just maybe not by next week. Again, listen to us on the N.FM, 9 p.m. on Wednesdays. Listen to us. We have our podcast. You know, it will be probably up that night or the next day. Go to our Facebook group, We Geek Podcast. So there's two of them. There's We Geek Podcast, a Facebook page. We Geek Podcast, a Facebook group. Go like them, join them. I need to invite everyone that's on the page to the official Facebook group page, because that's where we're all going to start posting more things.
And if you're on the group, if you're in the group, invite all your friends.
Yeah, invite all your friends, because I think I can only invite so many people. But yes, invite everybody. It doesn't matter what you like. I'm going to be posting everywhere. Mostly, we're trying to get everything to the Facebook group. We're going to be putting up polls, and we're going to be reading. What was the book we're going to be reading for next week?
Scalped, Volume
Scalped.
One.
Scalped Volume One. Our Twitters is at the We Geek Po or at We Geek Podcast, at Adam Estep.
And at the Logan Witt.
There you go. And of course, the N.FM is our new home. Go listen to us, listen to their shows, and we'll be back same time next week on the N.FM. So, see you later, Captain.
Captain.